Hello everyone. This time we are presenting the first studio album, Kok Plot Fotografi, from a local band from Pristina, Porno, an album that was released 3 weeks ago. We're going to listen some songs taken from this album. The first song that we are going to listen is called Telefoni, and after that you're going to be able to listen some parts taken from the interview with the frontman of this band, Dritra Nikshi.
Thank you. Well, I know one thing for sure, that we are a band. And the other thing I know is that we're not a band, actually. Because I see a band as a group of people that are more connected to each other, while we have people coming and going all the time. And on the other hand, it's not a project band. It is, you know, a band, but it's not a stable group of people that always play together. Music of Porno is, especially when you listen to the album, the first album, it's very mixed. You go from ambiental to electronica to some very rock moments on the other hand, and then I think only reggae is missing. You know, you've got psychedelic moments as well, you've got, I don't know. That's hard, I think, you know, trying to maintain your musical identity. If you can keep your originality, you know, if you can be authentic while doing everything else that you really like let's say Jeff Buckley, he used to be a cover guy, and then when you listen to his early concerts, he plays Nina Simone, he plays Bob Dylan, Led Zeppelin, just about everyone. So he sounds like himself, you know, every time he does all these different people, you know. Punk songs as well, you know. He sounds like Jeff Buckley, so I think that's the point. The greatest part, 90% of the album was recorded at my room where I was living. My girlfriend, she was pregnant. We were in the same room. I was recording there during the day and mixing throughout the night, you know. Would sometimes play her the songs the mix is in. So how would you feel? Sometimes she would be a lot of help. During March and April, we were intensely recording, and then came the mixing, like 2 months. 2 months of intense mixing. And I recorded, wrote, played, and I don't know what, the songs, you know. So this is not what I want to do, actually, but it was a necessity. All right, I wanted to do the mixing. Otherwise, I would have done the mixing with someone else. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be my sound engineer, for example. That's what I don't want to be. Then it was mastered in California by this very nice guy, and distributed now by Ginger Music Organization. The song itself, Kok Pyot, which is a head full, was 2 years old by then. So I don't know, it just, I had thousands of album titles, you know, thousands and thousands. I used to change them every week, but this one was the one that kind of stuck there. So I said, all right, it's going to be this title, you know. It's more like head full of noises. But it goes well with the concept of the album, because you have all of these years of your life documented into music. That's photos, you know. And you know, when we listen to music, we see photos. I think. I mean, that's what I see.
That was the frontman of the band Dritra Nikshi, and for the end we're going to listen another song taken from this album, and this song is called Jeta na Bateri. From Pristina Cross, all the best.
Nuk qytetit të në nuk mund është me dalë.